Reporting from San Diego on the 2005 annual scientific meeting of the American College of Rheumatology, the National Arthritis Meeting. Today I'd like to discuss several very interesting papers related to gout that I believe are very important for our viewers. They represent some new information both in diagnosis and the treatment of gout. Researchers from the University of Oklahoma, University of Pennsylvania, and University of Chicago report two very interesting papers on a new product, a treatment called febuxostat, as a generic name, that is useful for the long-term management of gout. Febuxostat was shown to reduce the incidence of gouty attacks and gouty arthritis more effectively than the long-term gold standard treatment for gouty arthritis called allopurinol. Febuxostat was also shown by the same research groups to reduce the size of the clumps of uric acid called tophus, or tophi, plural, which are annoying lumps that occur in the skin of patients with chronic gout. The tophus size in these patients was reduced over time very effectively with the treatment of febuxostat. More news in the field of gout treatment. It was shown by researchers that treating the uric acid level very aggressively, even below previous standards, that is to serum uric acid levels well below 6.0, much more effectively control gouty arthritis than simply lowering the uric acid level to the lower ranges of normal. So I think what we're going to see doctors doing in the future is aggressively treating the serum uric acid as an integral part of the treatment of gout. There's also a new medication that's being proposed as a treatment for gouty tophi, these uric acid lumps of accumulation that can occur in the skin in patients with gout. And this particular treatment is given intravenously, and it would be for patients who have resistant treatment responses to other drugs. This treatment is called uricase. Uricase is an enzyme that in mammals other than the great apes and in humans, this enzyme exists naturally. And this enzyme degrades uric acid for these mammals. Since humans do not have it, treatment with uricase was proposed as a possible treatment for gout. And in fact, when given intravenously, was shown by these researchers to significantly reduce the size of the tophi. So I think we're going to see this product, uricase, undergo further scrutiny of medical research to determine whether or not it might be an applicable treatment for gout tophi. In the area of the diagnosis of gout, a new imaging technique was studied by researchers at Cooper University Hospital in New Jersey, which demonstrates that using ultrasonography or ultrasound method, parentheses, much like what mother uses when she's having a look at her baby in her womb, that is by ultrasound, that this technique can be used to look at the feet in patients who have inflamed joints and actually detect accumulation of uric acid over the inflamed joints of the classic gouty foot. It remains to be seen whether this will be a practical method of determining whether a patient has gout in the future, but this is an exciting potential new avenue of diagnosis. From MedicineNet.com, this is Dr. William Scheel, and I refer you for more information to www.medicinenet.com.